Why doesn't God take away my suffering? I don't know what you're going through right now, but it's a fair question. Why doesn't God take away our suffering? If He really is all-powerful, and if He really is perfectly good, why does He let us suffer in the myriad of ways that we do? Well, actually, God has a lot to say in His Word to us about this exact question. Here are just 10 of the answers. Number one. Suffering can help teach us the secret of true contentment. In Philippians 4, 12 and 13, Paul says this, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, in other words, how to suffer, and how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Two, suffering fuels our hope and keeps it in the right place, namely the glory that awaits us. In Romans 8:18-25, Paul writes, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And then reading on from verse 24, For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Three, suffering trains us in spiritual steadfastness, which in turn enables our spiritual survival. James 1:2-4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Four, suffering allows us to encourage believers and witness to non-believers. In 2 Corinthians 4:7-10, Paul says, But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested, may be displayed and shown to the believers and non-believers around us in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death, a suffering for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested, may be displayed, may be shown, may be seen by those around us in our mortal flesh. Five, suffering is a necessary part of being prepared by God now for the eternal glory to come. In 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, Paul says, So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Six, suffering protects us from stupid, self-destructive pride. 2 Corinthians 12:7-9 has Paul saying this, So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, these visions or experiences that God had given Paul, he goes on, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me, that this suffering should be taken away from me. But God said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Seven, suffering trains us to rely on God who will one day raise from the dead, from the ultimate suffering. 2 Corinthians 1:8-10, Paul says, For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we'd received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will deliver us again. Eight, Suffering equips us to comfort and minister to those who suffer around us. In 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4, Paul says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." 9. Suffering gives us special opportunities to honor and glorify God, which is the point of everything. 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, including suffer, do all to the glory of God." And 10, our suffering is always meaningful and useful. None of it is ever wasted, even if we won't always know how that is the case. Romans 8:28, "For those who love God, all things, including our suffering, work together for good." Now, there are other reasons too. There are just 10 as to why God doesn't always remove our suffering, even though he does have the power to. So think of your own one or two greatest sources of suffering right now. And now remember, suffering, one, has the power to teach us the secret of true contentment. Two, it fuels our hope and keeps it in the right place, namely the glory that awaits us. Three, it trains us in spiritual steadfastness, which in turn enables our spiritual survival. Four, it allows us to encourage believers and witness to non-believers around us. Five, it's a necessary part of being prepared by God now for the eternal glory to come. Six, protects us from stupid, self-destructive pride. Seven, it trains us to rely on God, who will one day raise from the dead. 8, equips us to comfort and minister to those who suffer around us. 9, it gives us special opportunities to honor and glorify God, which is the point of everything. 10, it's always meaningful and useful. None of it is ever wasted, even if we won't always know how that is the case. Finally, it's also worth remembering that on top of all of that, one other thing. Very soon, God will remove all of our suffering forever and replace it with a happiness that we cannot get close to imagining right now, down here. In the words of 1 Corinthians 2:9, "No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." And I say very soon he'll remove all of our suffering forever, because compared to eternity, a human lifetime is like a nanosecond, like the blink of an eye. We're in the middle of that nanosecond right now. And however painful it might feel, it's about to be gone forever. Hang in there.